Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Culture Start with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, I'm excited for being on the show tonight. I'm sorry, I will be the solo girl. So I would love if my listener will, call in and ask questions. But today, it will give me an opportunity to kind of introduce myself to the listener and see, what's going on, and they can learn more about me. And you can actually call in at 888-627-6008. I hope that's the right one. Okay. So what is Conscious Thought about? Conscious Thought with Leo. It's actually a show dedicated to our personal growth for the global transformation and awakening humanity. I am in the health and wellness for over 25 years, and I just decided to kind of, share my experiences with my audience. And a lot of time, it's good to have, somebody to, ask questions to kind of give them some informative information back. Since we are in this whole new era, so to say, in the era or marching into the era of Aquarius, we are facing a lot of challenges, and some of them are not necessarily easy. I'm sure you can, you can see that. And so what I like to do with the show is to create this information highway to the global community in this era of paradigm shift. And what it means is that, helping individuals, to gather information and give them some answers. And I actually also love to bring guests that can actually support this conscious living, and so they can bring also their own gifts and informations so they can share with the audience. What is most important for me in this, I would say, show information highway is to help people to understand or become conscious about their own thoughts, emotions, behavior, and pattern, because they have a huge impact actually on the humanity. And this is what I'm looking for tonight, to share, how, our thoughts, emotions, behavior impact the human body. And you would ask the question, why, how am I qualified to say that? Well, I'm in health and wellness for over 20 years, and the best experience is, excuse me, my own experience. And I love to kind of get information and, use that information for my own personal growth. I have to say it, I started as a child, I was a pretty rebellious kid. I didn't necessarily always listen, what my parents told me, because I had my own idea and thoughts, what is, how the life's supposed to be. And, you as a kid, you listen to your parents, what they say, and then, you start to kind of question, wait a minute, this is not how I think, this is not how it feels to me. I would like to just kind of give you a little information about myself also. I was born in Europe. In former Yugoslavia, and it was actually a pretty cultural, shock when I moved from there to Germany 20 years later. And, I had to start to learn a new language, learn to, interact with a different culture and find my own identity. And what really happens when you, kind of grow in a different culture or live in a different culture, you kind of become look like a chameleon, and you kind of try to match or, create this, identity that will actually help you to live in this society. And then actually, maybe 20 years later, we actually moved to United States. So here I am, I just digested one culture. And then later I had to start to kind of all over with a whole new, attitude and new outlook on life. But then, in the beginning of the 90s, a lot of change it started to kind of impact my life. And those changes actually had a humongous impact on my body. And that's actually the one of the reason, you know, how, you know, my life kind of got directed in the direction of the, you know, understanding health and wellness. And I started actually with the reflexology in Germany, and because of my own health. And I have to say this, by the first session, my life actually turned totally ups and down. I realized, you know, how, you know, the reflexology stirred a lot of energies and emotions in me. And I realized from there on that, you know, I really wanted to kind of learn more about this profession. And when we came to United States, I decided, you know what, this is something that I would like to kind of share, you know, learn more about, but also share as a, you know, as a profession and help other people, just to give them understanding and help in their own health and, you know, create the changes. And I have to say that, you know, that was the best step that I, you know, could take in my own life, because I learned a lot about, you know, like I said, how these changes impact human life, but also by storing those emotions and beliefs, the way we were, you know, handling our lives, kind of detour us, you know, some in certain direction, and it's not necessarily the best direction, because down the road it will show up how, you know, it's impacting our lives. And in that process, I also actually started to learn about astrology. And try to imply, you know, astrology into the daily life and what was going on, so I could better understand the whole concept, because I recognized, you know, every tool what I'm using in my daily life would be very, very beneficial, you know, to help in the process. So what I recognized when I started to deal with my own emotions, it was not easy, because I started to go in a deeper meaning, dig deeper and find, you know, what's really going on. I will have to tell you that was not pretty. And I'm recognizing today the reason why many people are not willing actually even to go into those emotional aspects of themselves, or if you wanted to call them a shadow aspects, because it's too painful. Sometimes you relive yourself, or sometimes you are just, you know, when you're going into those area of pain, it's just too painful. And But what is also very important, what I also recognize down the road, is that if we are not dealing with those emotions, they get really stuck in the physical body, that will down the road turn into the disease. Even though, you know, a lot of time people do not want to believe in it, you know, my point is not here to convince anybody, you know, what to believe and not to believe. But I have over 20 years of my own personal experience, and you know, that's actually already pretty much you know, insurance for me, you know, that I'm doing something good. Yeah, it was kind of interesting talking about insurance last year when I was going for shopping for the insurance. You know, these guys were asking me the questions, well, you know, when was the last time did you, you know, visit a doctor in the last 2 years? I said, no. Last 5 years, no. He just could not, I understand. I said, listen, I didn't visit a doctor over 20 years, so how about that? And he just could not, you know, I understand that. Because I personally also believe that, you know, what we are dealing right now in our society, I am so agitated when I hear that they are calling in, you know, health and wellness as a business. Well, you know, if I call something a business, then it means I cannot work towards the healing. I need to keep people sick or in the difficult conditions so that, you know, we can have a business. So what I'm recognizing, we are still culture with very much in the belief system that if something is broken, we have to fix it. So I hope that one day we are going into the direction that we can say, okay, you know, I can create a harmonious living, and we will not need to deal with so much diseases and many other challenges what we are facing today, you know. And this is what I my most biggest topic always is the transformation. And transformations can come in many forms. You know, it could be a personal or, you know, social, look like personal in form of trauma, divorce, loss, injury, sickness, or in a social look like economics, you know, political, climate changes. I mean, we have to say this, that, you know, we are dealing with incredible challenges right now. And if you wanted to call that we are conscious about, and how conscious or how aware are we actually about this whole thing, I would say, or I would ask the question, do you really think that we will be in so much turmoil what we are facing today? And I am one of those people who actually like to know, like to be informed. So this is what I call conscious, or being aware about myself and about my own environment. I'm not necessarily, I'm not necessarily about, you know, goals and whatever. For me, it's more just kind of being, you know, concerned about the future also, because, you know, hey, I have children, I have grandchildren, and I hope that, you know, we can leave them a better future than what we are dealing right now. Because for right now, and again, I don't want to, you know, call this as a negative, but, you know, from the point of observation, we are dealing with an incredible amount of changes or challenges, you know, about the food, about the air, about, you know, environment, everything. So, and we have to become honest, responsible, and accountable. I think those are the most important words what we will use right now in our 21st century if we wanted to survive this incredible challenging times what we are facing right now. Even though I could say that, you know, this change right now is also a change not just in environment, but it's also change in the era. Since we are going from the, you know, change from the Pisces era to the era of the Aquarius. And it's a huge shift. So practically we are dealing actually as an individual change, we are dealing with a collective change, but also we are dealing with a global change. So we are impacting on so many, many levels. And there's this humongous connection, you know, about those changes and how those changes are impacting the human body. Because what is really happening when we are struck by that change or challenge, the first thing we are going through is a stress. And I would say that in the literature, you can read that they are saying that 95% of all conditions are related to the stress. And that's huge, because what we are dealing with, that we are dealing with the adrenal and with the adrenal glands also. And the adrenal glands have an impact on our human immune system. And if the human immune system is broken down, then we are susceptible to incredible, you know, challenges and diseases. You know, so our body cannot defend itself. But today, it's not enough actually to have a physical immunity. We also need emotional and spiritual immunity, which is pretty incredible. So, yeah. Practically exercising immunity or our spiritual muscles on more than one level. Like I said, not just on the physical level, but also on the emotional and spiritual level, and also on the mental level. because this is exactly what I became very conscious in the beginning when I started to do, you know, my health and wellness business in the 90s, the beginnings of the 90s. You know, I was so excited, you know, I know everything, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, 10 years on the road, I recognized how little did I know. Because what I was struck by it is that I had maybe 3 or 4 clients who were at the time vegetarians doing exercises and doing everything, you know, what they, you know, read according to the books. And still I lost them on cancer. And that was a very powerful point in my life where I recognized, wait a minute, there must be something much deeper to this whole processing of what's really going on than just, you know, eat right, exercise, or whatever. And that was the era when I came across the book from Carolyn Mace, Why People Don't Heal and How They Can. And I think in the beginning from the book, I was reading that, you know, some people can go exercise, run five, six miles, eat healthy and whatever. But being in an unhealthy relationship or being in an unhealthy workplace, they can still get sick. And other people who may be, you know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, totally healthy, or, you know, they can actually process easier those challenges. They can actually eat cat and dog food and they will be still fine. And that was a very challenging thought for me that, you know, it was going against my own status quo. Because, you know, here we've been brainwashed, you have to do this and this and this and this. This is healthy and this is unhealthy. And I mean, you can see it just recently, they changed the whole protocol, you know, what is cholesterol and what you can eat, what you cannot. And what it took them 40 years to come to that conclusion. That's pretty amazing. So sometimes we actually have to just listen to our body, because our body has this incredible capacity to heal itself, but you have to pay attention to it or listen to it. And that was actually practically my all the 20 years of journey, you know, in my own health and wellness business, you know, to listen to the clients, to listen to their body, to listen to my own body, because a lot of time, especially today in this day and age and era, we are so bombarded with the, you know, technical computers, with the iPods, telephone, and, you know, movies and everything else. So practically we've been pulled out our own core, and we are just living in this intellectual world and totally feeling disconnected from the core and from our emotional connectedness to our body, which actually also help us to connect to the nature. So we really need to have the healthy balance today that, you know, you cannot just spend, you know, 80 hours to work and expect, you know, that your body will be healthy. Well, you know, some people can do it. You know, I mean, I will not say that they are not capable from doing it. But look, like I said, we need more balanced life so that the body can recover. You know, you need actually a good sleep also, you know, so that the body can process, detox, relax, your nerves can kind of regenerate themselves. And also, you know, the body can, you know, get a sleep so you can restore your hormonal balance. Because, excuse me, our bodies, what I liked, you know, in the beginning, I was learning about the chakras and the meridians. So practically our body has 7 major chakra systems that are connecting to the meridians and transmitting, you know, helping actually to transmit the energy. And those, you know, meridians, I call them highways. So when you have a Friday evening, 5 o'clock traffic, let's say, you know, in a big city, let's go for New York or LA, what do you experience? You're experiencing this incredible traffic jam. So the only thing what can help to loosen this up, you know, to go through the, you know, we have the exits, and so that's how, you know, we are moving the traffic on the highway. The same we are dealing with our, you know, meridians and acupressure points. I mean, you can use the acupuncture, but also, you know, I can use in my practice, I can use acupressure, which is pretty amazing. And but also, you know, understanding the quality or elements of the meridians, you can actually understand what is going on in the individuals. And also from the chakra system that is connected to our endocrine system. So anytime that our endocrine system is out of balance, is impacting actually our chakra system, or our chakra system is impacting actually the, you know, the organs the same, you know, way that, you know, if the meridians are blocked up, they are actually impacting the organs because the energy is not flowing appropriately. So the good thing what you do with that is you can actually have you know, a nice Epsom salt bath to relax the muscle. You can also actually go for the breathing. Breathing can actually change incredible what's really going on, you know, the chemistry in the body. And also it can interfere with the thought patterns or break the thought patterns, what's going on. So just create this little circle, you know, of breath. I mean, I like to, for instance, count 3, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold, 1, 2, 3, breathe out, and 1, 2, 3, breathe, you know, hold. And so you can, you know, repeat this for a few times if you're under the stress, or this is very actually good when you're doing that before you go to bed, so that, you know, it helps with releasing the tension in the body, and actually not just in the body, but in your mind. Maybe around 2005 or 2006, when I was in my, you know, practice, I was recognizing that I was dealing with two groups of people. One group, I was capable or able to help them, you know, it was a, you know, piece of cake to work with them. And then there was this other group of people that no matter what I was trying to do or help them or share with them or whatever you want to call it, nothing helped. And so that's where I became, you know, very conscious about how our thoughts and our intellectual field is impacting, you know, our emotions and the rest of the body. And that's where I started to go, you know, to study about, you know, mental world, you know, leadership and personal growth and stuff, because it needed to be added something to the, from the different level. Look, like Einstein says, you know, you cannot solve the problem on the level it happens. You have to try to solve this from the different levels. And the same actually with the healing modalities. I came to the certain conclusion that most of them, you know, they're just different modalities, and but not many of them can totally work out the issue what you're dealing with it. I don't want to use the word cure, because we should, you know, we are taught we should not use the word cure. You know, I had an experience, you know, like with a chiropractor, massage, energy work. I'm actually myself a Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and acupuncture, and many, many things. But what I realized, because I'm a person who likes to know, I like to have answers to certain questions. And I think, and I'm processing differently than most people. I think that was the reason why I didn't get the same results as many other people are getting it. For instance, if you're going to the different modalities and, you know, you don't want to know the deeper meaning, it could be perfect for you. Not a question. But down the road, like I said, I realized when I started going to the personal growth and leadership and stuff, that there's so much more behind. And this is where I actually started to study more the consciousness and the human mind and the human thinking, and how is that impacting, you know, our lives. But when you go into those, you know, levels, into those avenues, what is really happening is that you're kind of developing this whole new horizon, and the information field is just endless. I mean, since I started to read more stuff, maybe since 2000 or so, and I started to go into deeper understanding of life and go practically beyond the curtains, beyond the veil, what's really going on. It's actually taking away this innocent way of seeing life, because you find out a lot of stuff, a lot of deception and a lot of misinformation. And that's something I would like to add. For instance, what I am so many times upset, for instance, if somebody is dealing with obesity or some other health challenges, well, the first thing what we like to do in the healing practitioner, well, we wanted to, you know, attack, well, you have to eat healthier, you have to do this, you have to exercise more, and you have to do whatever XYZ. And on the other side, when you recognize how our food is genetically modified, how our water is not clean, how air is not clean, that is having an impact on the human health. That's actually frustrating when you have to, you know, you have to put on, you know, the blame and whatever. Yet in reality, there's much deeper a picture here that we are dealing with it, and nobody's willing to admit or say anything about. And we are just blaming the individual. I would say if we would, you know, have a voice, if humanity would have a voice, if humanity would be allowed more to you know, take care about themselves, because in the reality, human beings, they are all the same. They wanted to be happy. They wanted to have roof over the head. They wanted to eat and just have a good time. So, you know, if you allow a human being to have all these attributes, then, you know, people are much happier. Because, look, like I said, the stress is the number one killer here. And since just in this recent history, 2008, you know, we had the economic collapse, and then 2011 was the 9/11. You know, these changes or transformations or traumas have a humongous impact on the humanity, and practically in their own core, they cannot find the security for themselves. So it's look like, you know, the internal energy structure is broken, more or less, if you wanted to say it. And to struggle on the daily life, not knowing what's really going on, and, you know, dealing with these challenges, yeah, no wonder, you know, we have an immune deficiency issue, or we have an immunity problem, we have so many diseases, we have so many mental diseases and stuff, you know. I mean, you know, and people are just getting fed with the medication instead, you know, to tackle the whole challenge that we are facing right now as a humans. And I think, like I said in the beginning of the show, that personal responsibility and accountability will become a huge forefront for all of us if we wanted to kind of steer our lives in a harmonious development, and you know, just recreate. And this is actually what I love about the era of the Pisces. We were talking about the cycles. There are huge, huge cycles. I mean, this one of the cycles can go all the way to the Atlantis, if you believe, you know, that the story that is maybe 13 to 15,000 years old. And the downfall of Atlantis was actually between Leo and Virgo energy. And we have right now Pisces and Aquarius axis. So it's pretty kind of interesting. We are in this polarity, in this opposite, what's really going on. And I don't know, are you familiar with Barbara Hand-Clough? She has a great book about catastrophophobia. And she talks about in that book that most of the prophecies what we are dealing today, or actually prophecies are coming to the surface, are actually memories from the past. And I find this pretty interesting that, you know, when you listen to the prophecies, if you want to say, you know, or believe in it, it doesn't have to be necessarily the truth. But the point is, even though it's just a myth, it has a lot of, what is intriguing to me, it has a lot of similarities what happened in the past. And that's very interesting, actually. And so if we know what happened in the past, then we can actually change or avoid the challenge, at least what I believe, you know what I'm saying? But it takes a humongous effort. And the effort has to be collective, not just individual. And what we are dealing right now here, we have this incredible collective memory, what is really happening in the past. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, that's what will happen in the future, when maybe, I will not quote it, you know, 100%, but what if that is actually our past life experience? So that could be actually a good news. Because all the, you know, challenges what we are facing, and let's call them distractions, they've been already faced in the past. So we are not the first one who are going actually in this destructive way down the hill with a Speedy Gonzales tempo. But, you know, there have been many other cultures and civilization that went down the hill. And I think, you know, if we would study them a little more and learn about them, that we could actually help to avoid many, many challenges and turn around. I mean, I've been reading so many material about people who are talking about what's really going on. We could change actually in a very short period of time, but it has to be a willingness to step forward and, you know, step up and say, okay, I am looking for that and that change. Because for right now, you know, we are right now at the stage that humanity is so conscious, or let's say that we are conscious, I'm not quite sure, that we are aware that our consciousness creates our reality. I mean, at least I do believe in it. And this is actually a whole new subject that I started to study since 2011, which is amazing. And I actually studied with the students from teacher from Russia. And I will actually have one of his teachers who is here in the United States. We will have a seminar here in Tampa in May, actually. So that is something, you know, look, like I said before, that, you know, we are kind of going through the stages and, you know, new doors, new information fields are opening to us. And when we are ready, we can actually deal with these challenges. And but, you know, for the majority, you know, most of the people, they are even not aware what's really going on. And this is why I like to be actually the bridge between, you know, all this information and to share with the collective or who is actually interested about the information, so that they can, you know, the information can flow in both ways. You know, the information can be used, what is here, to share with those who are seeking to have that knowledge. And I think that is a pretty amazing, you know, internet is pretty amazing, you know, information field also, even though we have incredible misconception and deception, even, you know, misinformation on the internet. So you have to be kind of savvy to figure out and study, you know, what is the right information and what is the wrong information. So, you know, and after working with my clients for 20 some years and helping them, you know, with the challenges, I decided to add to my business life coaching. Because, you know, I was helping them anyway through, you know, helping them understanding their own challenges through astrology. And, you know, just kind of help them to see the pattern and what's really going on, you know, where they are stuck with the energies. And so we can, you know, move them forward. What is very interesting is that, that is, you know, coaching is still in the world look like some kind of luxury. But I am recognizing that life coaching will become look like a support to this new lifestyle. As I was saying that, you know, it's not a luxury anymore. As I was saying, you know, 20, 25 years ago, you know, and people were telling me, well, massage is expensive, I cannot afford a massage. Well, I said, well, you know what? Our lives are getting so stressful that, you know, look at today. I mean, the massage is a necessity and the prices are changing too. I mean, sometimes you can go to massage and get very inexpensive massage, but the practitioner are not getting paid what they're supposed to get. So sometimes I'm frustrated at that, you know, there's almost abuse of the energy or on the energy level that those massage therapists have to work for pennies. And that's not the quality of work for me, you know. So, but, you know, that's another whole story. But look, like I said, you know, life coaching can be very beneficial, especially, you know, for those who are trying to find information that is not taught in our schools, especially about energy, consciousness, awareness, and many other. I mean, the information is endless. And, you know, people are just searching for that information and not getting it. So, you know, through the coaching, you can save yourself time and money so that you can focus yourself. So, because, you know, most people are busy to earn their money, earn a living, so that they don't have actually time. And that's where the life coach comes in and step up and hold you accountable, you know, challenge you to step up. You know, what are you looking for? What do you want to change? I am not necessarily actually goal-oriented. I am more personal development oriented. I am more about, you know, how you can actually get in touch with your own core. Because as I said from the beginning, you know, most people are so disconnected from their own emotional body because most of the time we are just living in the intellectual, in the clouds of our mind. And as you know, it's pretty easy to live there. You can create castles, you can create every abundance, and you can create anything in your mind. But when it comes down to your physical body, you are dealing with the challenges because you have your emotional body, you have your mental body, you have also your physical body. Your physical body will say, you know what, I'm not interested. Give me a break. Give me a massage. Give me a good food, or give me, you know, I just wanted to, you know, go to the beach or ocean for the walk. I wanted to read, you know, these are the, you know, the needs of the body that has to be also met. Because the biggest challenge, which we are dealing also in our era, is cooperation in relationships. Cooperation can be in every area of your life. It doesn't matter what the cooperation is. It could be cooperation between you and your body, communication in you between your organs, and communication even on down to the cellular level. It can be also communication between your spirit and your soul, you know. Because a lot of the time, those two are also not in alignment. This is why I love to call my show, you know, Conscious Thought with Leo. It's not that because I'm a Leo, you know, and Leo can be hey all over the place. That's not what I'm trying to say with that. But what I'm trying to say with that is that if you are not allowing to have a healthy ego, or your body to express itself, or the body have their own need met, I will tell you, your ego will challenge you. Your personality will challenge you, because it will always be, yeah, you know, why should I constantly, you know, support my spirit? Why should I constantly do this and this and that when the spirit is not doing anything for me? So, yeah, we have to have an incredible, you know, respect for each other, to recognize that our body is as important as our emotions, as our intellect, as our spiritual life. So, you know, every one of them has to have a, I would not say necessarily equal, but every one of them has to have a voice. Because what I'm learning right now, you know, reincarnation and karma and death and dying is actually a pretty new topic to me. And I mean, it's not new topic, but I started to kind of investigate and research a little more about, and I will tell you, I am getting to the amazing information. And the reason why I'm saying is that I just find out recently dying is getting more optional, whatever that means. Practically, that, you know, for my understanding is that we can activate more our energies in our body, in higher energies, so that we don't have to constantly die, you know, have an extra time in the afterlife and to have to come back and blah, 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 blah. And that actually is a pretty amazing idea, because I am all for it. Just get it. You know, I wanted to, you know, give me the understanding. Don't give me just bits and pieces. I want more than that. So it's pretty amazing, you know. Some people do not believe necessarily in it, but that's okay. You know, as I said, I'm not here to convince anybody, you know, what to believe and not to believe. But yes, and that is actually a pretty amazing direction, you know, from being, you know, body being broken down and being sick and dealing with the diseases, to have this capacity to you know, to restore our body, to restore our organs, to restore our, you know, the way we are thinking and restructure actually, so that we can create a whole new reality. I mean, to me, that's pretty amazing that we can do it in one body. That's the whole key for me here. And that's amazing. And I wish that, you know, the humanity will go into that direction instead of, you know, I mean, all this, you know, GMO and everything else, which is pretty challenging to the body. And I'm sure you heard about this whole new topic about transhumanism, you know, using technology and, you know, body, you know, combining. I mean, I will not say that, you know, technology is bad, but look, like I said, we have this incredible capacity of the body, and why should we not, you know, use that and activate it? That's for me, you know, incredible, encouraging. That's, you know, that's my direction, what I'm, you know, interested. So, and that actually, I think it's also, you know, complying with the, you know, shifting of their ages, you know, from going from the Pisces, which is, you know, a lot of, you know, breaking the cycles, finishing the cycles, and, you know, dealing with the old dramas and whatever, which on the other side is an incredible, you know, amount of spirituality and devotion. So, you know, everything has, you know, good sides and the negative sides. And in the Aquarius, I'm sure this also we have to be very careful about the intellectual side of the mind, because the Aquarius can become a very intellectual and disconnected emotionally. So we have to apply our Leo energy to that. And that's my whole bottom line when I say, you know, create a healthy ego, meaning you need a personality, you need an ego to live in this three-dimensional world. But since we are multidimensional individuals, we can use all these different capacities what we are having in our body. So, you know, and that's why, you know, Leo is so important for your physical, you know, strength, your stamina, for your leadership, for you, you know, being on the stage, you know, have this capacity, you know, to pull out what you need to do. So, and that will, you know, the Leo will give you the strength. And I remember many years ago when I was in the school, I was learning about the energies, energy acupressure points. And we went to the Akashic meditation, Akashic record meditation. And so, you know, we had to ask, you know, what is our symbol and what is our, you know, purpose here and stuff. So when I got into the meditation stage, you know, I was faced with a question. So, you know, what is my symbol? Well, I had this huge book in front of me, and it was a sunflower on it. And I kind of got, you know, my Leo ego got bruised. It's like, wow, a sunflower. Why don't I get an orchid or something more exotic? Why sunflower? And the voice is telling me, you're not just a sunflower, you are sunflower. Oh, that made me almost cry. And yeah, it's emotional how the Leo can underestimate, you know, the information. And so, you know, I was asking, so, and now what's my purpose? Your purpose is to help other sunflowers to become sunflowers. And I said, oh my God, this is so amazing. So I still love my orchids. But yes, when I see this incredible field of sunflowers, it just immediately resonates with this Leo energy and you know, this the subconscious message. You know, that we are all sunflowers. We all have this radiance in ourselves, but because we have so much stress and pressure on us, you know, that radiance is getting suppressed and pushed away. So that's why I love to do, you know, my coaching to help others, you know, to bring their own radiance out, you know, to shine this as a sunflower. So maybe I should go on my coaching, sunflower coaching. That's something to think about. Anyway, also what I would like here to kind of let you know before the show is to end is that I'm doing a two-day seminar here in Tampa, and it's about extension of our personal identity to eternity. And it's, like I said, my presenter will be Yelena Loginova, who I actually had here on the show already in February. And I was so, you know, amazed by her knowledge that I decided to bring her here to Tampa. Because this knowledge, this new knowledge is coming actually from Russia. And she is right now the only teacher for the U.S. who can do the presentation. So if you're interested about this whole new consciousness and how to use your consciousness to create reality, and using actually number sequences to concentrate on the number sequences to help restore your body and condition in the body. It's pretty amazing, actually. I took a seminar already. Somebody from the teacher who came from Germany to Pennsylvania in 2011. So I was pretty amazed. That's how actually this whole interaction started. And also I am, hold on just a second. I am hosting also for myself. I'm doing, group coaching that I'm looking for to start on March 31st. It will be a 90-day challenge. And what I am looking for is that it will be a 4 weeks, 60 to 90 minutes call. And then for the coming other 2 months, we will do a one-time call, 60 to 90 minutes, just to kind of support you what's going on. So all this information you can get on my website on the internationalwellnessnet.com and go to the Awakening Heart, and the other one is on the events. And so the reason why I like to do that is that, you know, groups are actually much more fun because, you know, everybody has a story. And when you're with a group, you know, when people are sharing their ideas and their stories and their experiences, many people can relate to that. And it becomes very, it's more powerful than just the individual. And I would, why would you like to incorporate the coaching? You know, look, like I mentioned on the paper, most of the time, people like to use that because of the, you know, high-speed lifestyle. As I said, they don't have a time to for themselves. Too much information. They don't know how to figure out. They don't also have a trust. They don't have a time. And a lot of the time, you know, when you're new to the certain field, is that you do not know how to trust what's the source that you can trust. And the biggest one, why you wanted to do, is to become a driver of your own, to set yourself finally in your driver's seat of your own life, and, you know, drive your own car, you know, or drive in the direction you want it, so that you are not in the somebody else movie, so you are in your own movie. And most people will ask the question, you know, who is using life coaches? Well, people who are interested in self-growth, you know, most of the time. People who are interested in personal development. Individuals searching for deep insight and meaning. Blending material and spirituality. People who want to create from inside, not from the outside. You know, practically you learn how to connect more to the inside of yourself, you know, for the inside, instead to, you know, constantly rely for the outside information. Who recognize that there are more to life. And another things is, and I think what is hugely important in today's era, is creating balance and harmonious living. And you know, in midst of that change and what's really going on, it's hugely important, you know, that we can understand how to create, you know, how to be stable, that we don't run constantly, you know, on adrenaline. We don't want to constantly run on the fear. We do not want to constantly run, you know, in destabilizing ourselves. So practically, by, you know, connecting to your core, I understand that, you know, your higher self, or this much higher being that is connected to the bigger truth, can be your guide, that can help you you know, to go through life, even though, you know, your Leo personality sometimes doesn't know, you know, what to do and who to trust. So when you learn to trust that there's a, you know, bigger guidance for you, then it means that, you know, you can actually relax a little more and, you know, rely more on life, and you know that you are actually in the right direction. So, okay, folks, well, I appreciate you for tonight. It was, you know, great to share my information with you, and I hope it was very helpful to you. So until next time, well, we will tune out right now. And thank you very much, and have a great evening. Thank you.